Hello and welcome to Pathfinding with Beacon. I'm so excited to come your way again today. I'm your host, Damilola Odukoya, a certified coach and professional counselor. Today, I will be talking about playing the end game. Playing the end game. No matter what we pass through in life, regardless of what we are going through at any time, we need to keep the end game in view. We need to play for the end. At times in a chess game, you find that the chess masters may initially be playing in such a way that you think of he's losing, but then there's a strategy, and at some point you begin to see them put their strategy to work, and you see that they had the end in view. They knew what they wanted to achieve. That was why they were playing in that particular way. So regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what is going on in our lives, we need to play the end game. You need to keep the end in view, and this is very important. If you're passing through trials, if you're passing through tribulations, if you're passing through very hard times, keeping the vision in view, keeping the end game in mind will help you go through it with grace. It will help you go through it with strength. It will rejuvenate you when it seems as if everything is just out of place. Once you are sure of that end, and that's why it is important that before things begin to happen, we settle the end. What is the end you have in mind? What is your vision? What is your purpose? Because that is the end ultimately. Where will you finish it? Where will you end it? These things will help you through when the going gets tough. So regardless of how tough you are, if you do not have a compelling vision, if you do not have the end in view, it's going to be difficult for you to pull through at times, because you will ask yourself the question, what is the whole essence? And if you do not have a good answer for that question, when situations ask you terrible questions like that and you cannot answer convincingly, and when I say convincingly, I mean convincingly to yourself, not even to people, but to yourself. If you cannot answer that question convincingly, then there is the likelihood that you will give in, that you will throw in the towel, because you must understand the end game and you must be playing for the end. Anybody that is playing for the immediate, that is playing a temporary game, that is playing a now game, may not be able to pull through trying times. But if you have the end in view and you are playing for that end you can see, then it becomes better. It propels you, strengthens you. So the end you can see is the same as your vision, is the same as your purpose. Remember, I once said that vision is the way we capture purpose in our hearts. It's the way you can interpret your purpose when it comes to your heart. The way you can conceptualize it is what we refer to as vision. So when we're talking about a vision, a compelling vision, we're talking about what do you see? Where are you going to? What do you want to create? What do you want to achieve? And ultimately, where do you see everything ending? Because as a Christian, I know that everything does not end here on earth. So what do you see ahead? Remember that purpose comes from the Maker. And so we will also end it with the Maker. It does not end here. If it ends here, like the scripture says, we will be of all men the most miserable. But because it doesn't end here on earth, the earth is just like a phase in our lives, at least in our eternity. So the end is a phase. So because it doesn't end here, even when we die, we continue to live. So you need to understand what will happen after now. And that is the compelling vision. That is the end game you should have. Will you be returning to the Maker to say, I was able to do this, I was able to accomplish the purpose for which you sent me for? Or will you get back there and say, I didn't know? Or will you get back there and say, I knew, but you know, it was just so tough, it was too hard, and you know, things just didn't go the way I planned it. So we need to look at those days ahead, as in you need to look at that time ahead when you will have to face the person who sent you, because we are all on a mission and we're sent here for definite purposes. So when you have to face the person who sent you, what will be the report you will give? What will be the account you will give? And that's the game of the end. If you understand your vision, keep it in view. It will help you run, because you know that it does not end here. So no matter what might be happening here, you are able to, you know, push and go through the grind and say, well, I know that there's laid up for me better things. And this was the understanding that Jesus had, this was the understanding Paul had, and this was the understanding even Peter had. They all spoke about a compelling end. They all spoke about the end game. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6, it will say, Peter saying that in this you rejoice, that though now for a little while it is necessary that you go through various trials, but because you rejoice in the end, because you know that it does not end here. And I think the writer of Hebrew, because some people say it's not Paul, the writer of Hebrew was saying in Hebrews 12 verse 2 about Jesus, he said, looking unto Jesus, that is when we are running our race, this is what we should do. We should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set ahead of him, he was able to endure the cross, despise the shame, and now he's seated at the right hand of God. So you see, he knew that end, and that was why he was able to endure the cross. Of all the wrong accusations, false accusations they were giving him, the scripture says he did not speak. Not because he was dumb, but because he had an end in mind. And you know, he despised the shame. Despite all the shame, he didn't say, wait, come on, wait a minute, I don't deserve this. No, he went through all of it, and because he had the end in mind. And so we need to look to him, we need to copy him, he's our example. So you need to have that end in mind and keep that end in view when things are not going well, knowing that it all does not end here. So you need to do all it takes to be able to fulfill purpose. Purpose may not come easy for all of us, but we need to go through the grind so that when we come before the one who sent us, we will have a good report to give. And you will see this also in the story of Paul, because by the time Paul was departing, he could say to Timothy, his son in the faith, in I think 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8, he said, let me start from verse 7. He says that, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept my faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto them also that love is appearing. So you can see that in all that Paul went through, he had this in mind, and he was so sure. He was super convinced. And that's why he was saying to Timothy, his son, that there is a crown of righteousness. Without a doubt, that crown of righteousness is definitely waiting for me. So, this is the admonition, this is the encouragement that I have for us today, that we should have played the end game. Do not play a now game. A lot of people in the world today are playing for the now. What can I get now? What can I do now? But for us, we have to play with the end in view. We have to play an end game. We have to know that this journey, these issues do not end here. We have somewhere else we are going to, and we are going to give a report. So having that in mind, regardless of what the life throws at you, know that there is more to it. And in closing, I'd like to quote 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. It says, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So the end game is this: the eternal glory in Christ Jesus. Paul was saying, he said, but the God of all grace, who had called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while, so you will suffer. Not a matter of may, you will suffer. But after that, you have suffered a while, so that suffering will not endure forever. So whatever you're going through, the trials, the tribulations, it is not forever. He said it will make you perfect. And that is the purpose of trials and tribulation. They make you better. And it will establish you and then strengthen you and then settle you. So it is all working together for good. It may look hard to accept today, but please remember the end, the vision. Keep it in view and play towards that end. Keep the end in view. It is very important that we play the end game. Thanks once again for listening to Pathfinding with Beacon. For your counseling, coaching, and questions, you can reach us through our Gmail address, pathfindingbeacon@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp this number or put a call through to +234 81 22 70 6316. I come again with the number +234 81 22 70 6316. Thank you very much. Until next time, keep shining. Bye.